练习四。
Part A. You will hear a lecture given by a doctor about depression in women. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 10 by circling true or false. You will hear the lecture only once. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 1 to 10.
Good morning, everybody. Today I'd like to focus on the topic, depression in women. Here are several questions. First, is depression common in women? What are the symptoms? About 20% of women have depression at least once, roughly a bit more than the male cases. If you're depressed, you may have some of these symptoms. Feeling sad, having the blues, or crying a lot. Losing interest or pleasure in your usual activities. Feeling guilty, hopeless, or worthless. Thinking about death or suicide. Sleeping too much, or not being able to go to sleep or stay asleep. Losing appetite and losing weight. Or eating too much and gaining weight. Feeling very tired or slowed down. Having trouble paying attention and making decisions. Having aches and pains that don't get better with treatment. Now, our next question is, what causes depression? If some brain chemicals are too low, the brain's nerve cells work slower. This causes depression. Stressful life events, especially the death of a loved one, a divorce or moving, such as leaving home to go to work or to college, may also cause depression. Then, how is depression treated? If your depression isn't too bad, simply talk to your doctor. Counseling alone may help. It's important to take good care of yourself, to exercise, and to eat healthy foods. See the list of do's and don'ts at the end of this handout. If you have bad depression, your doctor can prescribe a medicine called an antidepressant. Medicine alone, or medicine with counseling, can help most women who have depression. If you get pregnant while you're taking a medicine for depression, tell your doctor right away. Your doctor will know if your medicine is safe to take. If you're planning to get pregnant, talk to your doctor about your medicines before you try to get pregnant. Almost all medicines for depression would get into breast milk. Ask your doctor before you start breastfeeding. But if you forget to take a dose of depression medicines, what should you do? If 3 hours have passed, skip the dose. Otherwise, go ahead and take it. If you miss a dose, don't take 2 doses the next time. Next, what are the side effects of depression medicines? The side effects include dry mouth, vomiting, diarrhea, nervousness, blurred vision, a spacey feeling, bladder problems, tiredness, sleepiness, or troubled sleeping, dizziness, shaky hands, fast heartbeats, or weight gain. If a side effect bothers you, talk to your doctor about it. Some people may ask, How will I know if my medicine is helping my depression? You'll sleep better. Your appetite will improve, and you will have more energy. You'll have a better feeling about the future. You'll feel less sad, and it will be easier to make decisions. Be patient. It may take about 3 weeks before you start to feel better. At last, how long should you need to take the medicine? If this is the first time you've been depressed, you'll take the medicine for about 6 months. If this is the second time you've been depressed, you'll take the medicine for about a year. However, if this is the third or fourth time you've been depressed, you may need to take the medicine for years. Some do's and don'ts when you're depressed. Don't isolate yourself. Stay in touch with your loved ones and friends. Don't make major life decisions. For example, about separation or divorce. You may not be thinking clearly right now, so your decisions may not be the best ones for you. Do exercises every day to make yourself feel better and to get more energy. Do eat balanced meals and healthy food, and get the right amount of sleep. Don't blame yourself for your depression. You didn't cause it. Don't be discouraged about not feeling well right away. Be patient with yourself. Do take your medicine or go to talk therapy on a regular basis. Your medicine won't work if you only take it once in a while. Do set small goals for yourself, because you may have less energy. Do encourage yourself and don't give up. Do get as much information as you can about depression and its treatment. Call your doctor or the local suicide crisis center right away if you start thinking about suicide. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 to 10. That is the end of Part A. Part B. You will hear several conversations or talks, and you must answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the talk about business management. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
One of the first steps in examining your business idea is to do some research to get to know more about your market. Presumably, you already know that a market exists for your product. If you have an idea for a business, but you're not sure whether a market for it exists or is big enough to support your business, you are getting ahead of yourself. If that description applies to you, you'll need to take a step back and look at finding the right small business for you. For those who believe that a market exists, but who want to know more about the size and shape of the market in order to forecast their chances for success, Research is the best place to start. Researching your market to know more about your customers and your competitors is a critical step for small business owners. If Procter & Gamble puts out a product that doesn't sell, they move on to the next idea. If you put out a product that doesn't sell, you're out of business. When you conduct research, you'll want to find out the following. Who are your likely customers? Where do you think your business needs to be? For example, if students are your customers, you may need to be near schools. How can you reach your customers? Which marketing options will reach the most customers at the lowest cost? How much will they pay for your product or service? Are you planning to charge too much for your product or service? Are you planning to charge too little? Who are your competitors? Have you also considered those who aren't direct competitors, but who might nevertheless compete against you? For example, if you sell an online magazine, you're competing not just against other online magazines, but against other products that occupy someone's leisure time. How will you be positioned in the marketplace? Will you compete with existing businesses head-on, or will you try to find a special place? For a more complete analysis of how to assess your market, please attend our discussion in the seminar next week in Classroom 250. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 11 to 13.